Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios, I've got the Carbon County Sheriff, Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. I love this time of year. It's getting 3 degrees warmer every day. Have you noticed that?
Isn't it nice?
Every day, 3 degrees warmer. It's going to be in the 90s by next week.
Oh my gosh. Do you know that Moab's at like 97 today?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They're almost to 100.
Yeah. We're going to see 89 here in heaven.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. And you know, it's only June, but I feel like we sat there saying it is freezing cold. It's so cold. It's so cold for way longer than we normally do.
You know, that's true. I usually turn my air conditioner on about the middle of May in my home, and I just turned it on yesterday.
Isn't that crazy?
Almost the middle of June.
I haven't even done mine yet because it still is nice and cool at my house.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you live in a cool environment.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Demolition Derby. It's coming up August 10th, where we are just over 2 months away from the Derby. It's that month, that pivotal month, and I don't know what we changed the registration fees to this year, but this is, if you register by the end of June, you get a discount to get your car in. There are already some that are signed up. You need to go down to Tire King, see Elsie and the gang down there. They'll give you the rules. They'll hook you up with the board, put you on the board, and take your money for the registration. There's also the rules posted on the Facebook page for Search and Rescue. The same five classes as last year. We got the minis. We got the minivans and mini trucks. That's a crazy class. The full-size truck class, 80s and newer, and the crazy misfits. So it's going to be fun.
You know, it's always so much fun. It's a family tradition. People go to the Derby every single year. Here's the best part about it, Sheriff. This is a fantastic fundraiser for Search and Rescue. And, you know, Search and Rescue is so beneficial to our community. We need to keep it going.
It's a win-win for everybody. It's cheap family entertainment to bring your family out there. The prices go up at the gate for the tickets by $2. If you buy your tickets in advance, you get them cheaper, $2 off. But it's cheap to go to the Derby. There's good food there, and all the proceeds go to fund Search and Rescue, which if you ever need them, you'll be grateful that they have the funds to come get you.
Right, exactly. You're going to be like, oh, I'm so glad I took my whole family to the Derby this year because I need their assistance.
Plus, it's just a blast. And we've kind of streamlined things to the point now that it's not a long, drawn-out event. It starts promptly at 6 o'clock, and we're usually out of there by 10:30.
Right.
And it's just action-packed, good time. This year, I've done a new challenge, a new thing. So we had if you look at Carbon County Demolition Derby on YouTube, you'll see our rollover that we had a couple years ago. So this year, we're going to give a trophy to the recipient. If someone gets rolled over, they'll get a rollover trophy. So,
oh, I like that.
So yeah, and someone said, well, why don't you give the person that rolled them over a trophy? I said, all they did was close their eyes and pin the throttle. It's it's a poor guy or girl that rode it all the way upside down that gets the trophy.
They're the ones that are, yeah. Could you imagine?
Oh, no. I don't want to be flipped over.
I'd be terrified.
I have two cars this year, and I'm going to drive a mini and an 80s and newer car. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
You know, Sheriff, for all those people out there that are like, you know what? I've always loved watching the Derby, and I wouldn't mind entering into the competition. I just don't think I have time. That is not true.
That's not true. It doesn't take a whole lot to make the cars. You strip the glass out of them. You strip all the rules are pretty specific, but you strip all the stuff you don't need out of them. You build a small roll cage in them, and anyone can help you with that if they can weld, and you're good to go.
Right.
And the reason we created the rules that we have for the Derby is so people could get in at an entry level. Ours isn't the full build. It doesn't cost a lot of money. You know, you can the cost of the car and another couple hundred dollars, and you're good to go.
Right, and you've seen people throw together cars in a weekend before.
Easy. Yeah, I've done it. Yeah,
you've done it.
Yeah.
See?
So,
it's doable.
Yeah, it's doable. You can do it. And, you know, there might even be an old Derby car laying around somewhere that you could rerun.
Right,
if
exactly.
If you looked around. So
let's go ahead and do this. If you've got an old Derby car out there that you don't plan on using this year, let them know down at Tire King, and then they can tell people.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll get the word out. We'll get it out of your yard. Someone else can play with it. It'll be fun all around.
You've probably been thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to figure out what to do with this for the last year. Well, guess what? Someone else is going to take it off your hands.
Exactly. And I've got one that my wife's after me over. It's a mini truck. I had it 2 years ago. It was new, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and it didn't get completely destroyed. And then last year, it didn't get completely destroyed again. So I may run it again, maybe. It needs a little bit of work, but it's my favorite thing. So she's after me. She's like, either get rid of that or
use it or get rid of it.
I told her, hey, the Derby's coming. You never know.
This is true. Well, get on down to Tire King if you would like to register a vehicle in the Demolition Derby. It's coming up in August. Now, if you get registered before the end of June, you will get a discounted entry fee. After July 1st, it goes up. So make sure to get on down there. Get a list of the rules. Get all the additional information that you need. It's all at Tire King. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else?
Just want to thank everybody for all their support, supporting our search and rescue. They are a volunteer entity, and they work hard. The Derby takes a lot of time, a lot of personal time to get everything lined up. We start planning that event. It usually happens in August, and we start planning it in September. So they've put a lot of time and effort in already, and they'll continue to do that as it gets closer. But also want to thank everyone. I've mentioned about the speeders in the neighborhoods in the past. A lot of people have heard that on the radio, and they have heeded the warning, and I want to thank them for that. Thanks for keeping an eye out for our kids. The kids are playing outside more now than ever, and I love to see that. Let's be sure that we're watching for them.
Right, exactly. Well, for additional information on this Castle Country Focus, you can head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. That has been Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.